In the midst of a campaign for an extension on its expiring mandate, Somalia's UN-backed transitional federal government was dealt a major blow when Puntland recently announced the end of its cooperation with the struggling administration in Mogadishu. Puntland is a region in northeastern Somalia that has since 1998 governed itself autonomously. Unlike neighbor Somaliland, which declared full independence in 1991, Puntland maintained ties to Mogadishu in the hope of eventually rejoining a stable, federated Somali state. The Puntland region has enjoyed relative peace and even prosperity when compared to the war-torn south. But Sunday's announcement reflected a growing dissatisfaction with what it described as marginalization by politicians in Mogadishu. The announcement was justified by what the Puntland government decried as a lack of participation and representation at the Djibouti peace process. The meeting, held in 2008 and 2009, helped form the current Somali government, led by President Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed. The Puntland government also took issue with the failure of the central government to share international development funds with other regions of Somalia. But according to analyst E.J. Hugendorn of the Brussels-based International Crisis Group, the announcement was more a political maneuver than an attempt at separation.
The statement is essentially a shot across the bow, so to say, that if you don't start giving us more political consideration or more of the resources, we can go our own way.
But the announcement does not bode well for the mandate of the transitional government, due to expire in August. One of the largest donors to Mogadishu is the United States, which recently unveiled a dual-track policy of simultaneously engaging the unrecognized state of Somaliland. Some analysts are worried Puntland separation spells the end for a unified Somalia, with the emergence of smaller regional states more likely. But crisis groups Hugendorn told VOA the chances of an independence declaration from Puntland are slim.
I think some people worry about that, and that's certainly a possibility, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. I think people have seen what happened to Somaliland. Why go down that road? There are very few benefits that they'll get from, you know, a declaration of independence.
Somaliland has been a declared independent state since 1991, but has yet to receive formal international recognition. And though it has held multiple successful elections and been hailed as an example for the region, it has, until recently, been largely ignored by international donors. Though the clock is ticking on the transitional mandate, Hugendorn believes it is possible to see the formation of a new government structure with Puntland's participation come August. Michael Onyego for VOA News, Nairobi.